With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. His poll numbers consistently in the basement, President Biden is facing opposition from within his own party as he runs for a second term. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib urging Michigan Democrats to vote against Mr. Biden to vote uncommitted in the February 27th primary. Tlaib is upset with the administration's response to the Israel-Hamas war. The publisher of the New York Times says the White House is extremely upset with the paper for pointing out that President Biden is rather unpopular and that he's getting up there.
According to Politico, A.G. Sulzberger said in an interview that Joe Biden is a historically unpopular incumbent and the oldest man to ever hold this office. He went on to say that the New York Times has reported on both of those realities extensively, and the White House has been extremely upset about it. But the publisher told the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism that the newspaper will continue to report fully and fairly about the 81-year-old president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Californians continue dealing with torrential rains and high winds, the result of yet another atmospheric river that is swamping the state.
A wet winter storm has been drenching California, closing a regional airport and trapping people in swollen rivers. It brought clouds, rain, gusty winds, high seas, and snow at elevation. There are flood watches and winter storm warnings across the state until Wednesday. Santa Barbara Airport, set in a flat plain surrounded by creeks, closed Monday after runways flooded.
Correspondent Jennifer King says President Biden has approved a disaster declaration for storm-battered parts of the state. Pending regulatory approval, Capital One plans to buy rival credit card company Discover, a $35 billion deal. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. The Dow is down 34 points. The Nasdaq off 224. This is SRN News. Americans are asked where morality comes from.
The specific question asked by the Pew Research Center reads, is it possible to be moral without believing in God? 73% of the general population says, yes, you can deny the Almighty and still be moral. 58% of evangelical Protestants agree, while black Protestants are split about 50-50. As you might imagine, atheists and agnostics are the most likely to say God is not essential for morality, 97 and 98% respectively. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump is addressing transgenderism on the campaign trail, speaking to a rally in South Carolina. Mr. Trump vowed to cut funding for any school that promotes transgender ideology, adding, I can't even believe I have to say it, but I will keep men out of women's sports. GOP-controlled state legislatures have been battling the problem for some time. So far, 22 states have enacted laws restricting or banning sex change operations on kids. SRN News. Celebrate good times? You know, go ahead, but leave your gun at home.
Missouri's Republican-led House has passed a bill to ban celebratory gunfire in cities less than a week after a deadly shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. The violence left some attending lawmakers hiding in bathrooms. Kansas City police have said the shooting appeared to stem from a dispute, not celebration. But the largely bipartisan-supported bill on celebratory gunfire represents a rare effort to regulate guns in a state with some of the most expansive laws on firearm ownership. I'm Norman Hall.
William Byron launched Hendrick Motorsports' 40th anniversary season by snapping the team's 9-year Daytona 500 losing streak with his win in yesterday's rain-postponed Great American Race. The last Hendrick driver to win the Daytona 500 was Dale Earnhardt Jr., and that was back in 2014. More details, SRNNews.com.